is getting an update.
iPad Air was designed to deliver pro features at a very affordable price. And today, we are thrilled to introduce an all-new, completely redesigned iPad Air.
The new devices are set to go on sale by the end of the week, the iPad Air by the end of this month. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Hazy sunshine most of the day with highs in the middle 70s.
Another brisk morning as it's 51 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first.
The Charlottesville Police Department released its 2019 crime data report. In the report, the total number of crimes was down from the year before.
Over 10% from 2018 and 16% from 2017.
Two young men have been engaged in an armed robbery spree across Charlottesville and Central Virginia since June, and the ATF is now offering $5,000 as a reward for information about these multiple armed robberies that began on Thursday, June 18th at the Oak Hill Market and continued through this past Sunday in Stafford. The ATF warns these two individuals should be considered armed and dangerous. They're African-American males in their late teens to early 20s. If you think you know them or have seen them, you should call 911. If you have other information, you can find out online and report anonymously through reportit.com or call 888-ATF-TIPS.
Charlottesville parent-teacher organizations have teamed up in the Charlottesville City Schools Reopening Fund. In the first month, $81,500 was raised by the PTOs.
COVID-19 statistics continuing to trend down in the area in terms of positivity rates.
Three new cases of coronavirus reported overnight in the district. Three. That brings the total to 2,883. Positivity rate for the area continuing to tick down. It's now 5.2%. That's positivity rate in the Commonwealth, now 7.2%.
However, Governor Northam has scolded us because we're making him look bad in the neighborhood.
Yes, when I see neighboring states at 5 and we're at 6.5 or 7, that bothers me.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 50 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that's addressing the nationwide chain shortage, sort of, to help the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Find out more by clicking the Change for Charity link at WCHV.com.
All right, take out your homework. Here, let me see yours first. What? You don't have it? That's no excuse.
Leave the excuses at home. In fact, leave them in the dust as you head over to Free Bridge Auto, where everybody rides. If you think you can't get approved for a new vehicle,
forget coming up with an excuse.
Slow credit? No credit?
I don't want to hear your excuse.
No excuses necessary, because at Free Bridge Auto, all you have to do is answer three questions. Have a job? Have a few bucks? Want a new car? If your answer is yes to all three,
you come to Free Bridge Auto of Pantops Mountain.
And be like Bill Moon, who didn't need an excuse.
Well, I like Chip's attitude, personality, and he's easy to deal with. He's forthright. He's no nonsense when it comes to business, and I admire that.
No excuses. Head to Free Bridge Auto. Everybody rides.
Everybody rides. Everybody rides.